Welcome to Bot Take, your weekly-ish look at the top news happening in the world of bots and conversational UI. I'm Veronica Belmont. Are bots dead? I hope not, or else this would be a very short series. VentureBeat has an article this week by guest writer Abhinash Tripathi with the title, Chatbots Aren't Failing Us, Our Expectations of Them Are. In the article, Tripathi makes a good case for why people are so easily frustrated by their interactions with bots, and specifically how we often expect them to do a lot more than they're capable of. He highlights the two primary types of bots he sees: discovery bots, which use natural language processing, NLP, to respond to questions and learn over time, and the service bot, which he defines as a bot that uses a simple decision tree structure. My favorite quote? The pitfalls of chatbots thus far has simply been that we expect a single bot to perform the acts of many. We have made the chatbot in our own image. But the chatbot is still a simpler species than we are, and for now, it offers the most use via narrow, streamlined settings. For an interesting take on how fake Twitter bots are created, and in this author's words, decorated, check out a post on Medium called #BotSpot, How Botmakers Decorate Bots. This comes from the Atlantic Council's Digital Forensic Research Lab and shows all the way nefarious bot makers try to make their bots stand out from the others. A common theme seems to be pretty girls and soccer players. Go figure. Finally, if you need a little cheering up after those posts, check out Fun Bots from the Botsphere by William Wickie. He's done some great research into the more interesting and weird bots people have made, including @DailyKerouac, which posts random quotes from the author, or one of my personal favorites, @MothGenerator, which is exactly what it sounds like. That's it for this week's Bot Take. For links to these stories and more, check out my newsletter at botzine.org and join the community at botmakers.org. I'll see you next time.